Blog Talk Radio.
You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Moonlight of the daytime, moonlight of the night, the light of when you call my name. And you know I'm gonna treat you right. You give me fever when you kiss me, fever when you hold me tight. Fever in the morning, fever all through the night. Everybody, there's something you owe and do. Fever isn't such a new thing. Fever started a long ago.
Thank you.
Gone Wild. This is Psyche Jethro. Tonight we've got a little bit of a different situation. Tonight Dina is taking the 4th of July off, and it's Jethro, so you're going to get readings by me, from me, with me. I want to take just a moment here and do a little bit of a series before we get into that, and I want to take and thank everybody who's been writing. It's been very nice. I want to love all of you. I just want to say thank you. Those of you know that I am an American Federation certified psychic, and we are putting on an affair there in L.A. Start getting with me. Let's get you guys out there. We're going to be doing a very phenomenal show. I am on. We've got Dinah Velt. We've got Patty Negri. We've got Krista Urban. We've got Angeline Kinyan. We have got Melissa Berman and Van Duren Ferretto. So you guys, this is the best psychics. We're going to be putting on classes. Do my own psychic class there with you, working with some raising, attuning, and bringing vibrational energies. Going to be phenomenal, September 20th. So those of you start writing to me, let's get together. We'll be there. The hotel that we'll be staying, and I know that it's a holiday one here. It's the North Hollywood in California. It's the Hollywood Hotel, Universal Studios in North Hollywood, California. So those of you checking, you can get on and Facebook and see it on Patty Negri's site. I'm going to start promoting it too. You can see it on my site tomorrow. Get with me. Let's get out there. It'll be fun to be back in California again, September 20th. Also, those of you who know that I'm here in Tampa, Florida, we're going to be, and I say we're, me and Kay are going to be at the Body, Mind, and Spirit Expo. Yes, we are. It's going to be here the 13th and 14th of July. It's going to be a blast. 10 a.m. starts in the morning there at the Sheraton here. I'm so looking forward to it. I've met a lot of you clients here in Tampa, a lot of friends. I've had people talking to me about they're coming in. Definitely check that out. So with that said, let's go ahead and let's have a little fun here. It's Valentine's time. Kidding. My favorite holiday. It's the 4th of July. It's a good holiday. I love it. I'd like to take a few moments and put a little prayer out there for the family that's in Oklahoma tonight, on the gentleman who was driving the float and accidentally run his own son over. I think that's so sad. I had a lot of friends writing me today. My prayers are going out to you. I feel so sorry for the family. What a tragedy. The only thing I can tell you from being a parent who's lost a child is this has got to be one of the worst days of your life. My heart's out to you there in Oklahoma. You know, anything you need, get a hold of me, jethrosmith.net or psychicjethro@aol.com, and I'll do what I can. My prayers are going out to you. We've been doing a little bit of energy here, and all of you know on Psychics Gone Wild, you can always get that free few minutes of reading. I need you guys to do me a favor. I need you to show me, as you guys have been listening, that you're in on the show. You do like the coffee. Get in and check out the healthy coffee. Get in on PsychicsGoneWild.com. Put your name in. We have been giving away things. I'm going to be giving away a few free cups of coffee tonight. I'm going to give away a free reading by Psychic Jethro. I want you guys to do me a favor. Make sure you're in for those readings. So you know how to get there is go to PsychicsGoneWild.com. Put in your name. Say, hey, Jethro, send me an email. I'd like one. You never know what you're going to win. We've got some books we've been giving away. We've given away Pamela Cummings' book of Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. We just had winners on that. We've given away Living in the Psychic Realm by Psychic Jethro and Kay Smith. We have been giving away lots of prizes. We give away Gary Wimmer's book. We've given away Nicholas David Nen's book. So you guys, never know. Just make sure you put in there. We're going to be giving away some prizes here again. And we're going to start out with a few of you on the reading. Hey, it's 781. How are you tonight, 781?
Yes, hey. Hi, Jethro. This is Bryn calling. How are
good,
you?
Really good. I welcome you. I'm a little hyper here. I thank you, Bryn, for calling in. Are you having a wonderful 4th of July?
Yeah, relaxing. I did a little nature walk with a housemate of mine today, so it's pretty hot and humid where I am. I'm in the Massachusetts area. We've been getting a lot of heat here, so but it's good, you know. It makes you sweat and you get cleansed, you know. sweating.
and that's what I said in Tampa. I was so grateful to have the rain today. I'm out there bound on the ground, more water. Now our flower beds are full, and I'm like, okay, I'll put a few fish out there to look good. You know, it's all good.
Right.
I welcome you. Thank you. I feel with you an energy. I know all of us do a little bit different with the psychic energy. I'm picking up a little energy with you with the heart. They're telling me that you have some questions here. I'm a little worried about you with your health. They said that you're really putting back your system. They're telling me the guide that you're working on getting yourself back to a system and energy you're working with, Ren. I also am feeling else that the guides are telling me that it's heart questions. So I'm going to have you ask me the question, and I'll read why your heart energy is showing me that.
Okay, you mean my heart's having a problem physically? Because I feel pretty good.
No, it's telling me that that your system and your heart chakra is running through a balancing with you, not your physical heart. I apologize. So,
I see, like an energetic balancing. Yeah.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Well, I guess that can be good. Actually, I've been thinking about I want to see if you can get in touch with my grandmother. It's on my mother's side. My mother's mother. I was pretty close to her, and I just wanted to see how she's doing and if I have there's any messages from her.
Sure.
Her name was. Should I give you a name or?
Yes, please, for mediumship.
Yeah.
Her
name is Agnes. Agnes Gray.
Okay, and I'm asking with the permission here, Ren, and I do want to make sure with the balancing. Everybody's listening. We're talking about metaphysical. You guys, I apologize. Too many radio shows, too much energy. I'm automatically now just not even explaining anymore. With the energy here, I want to make sure with you and get the permission. The guides are showing me for the mediumship. They're telling me that Ren is that I'm supposed to ask you. She's definitely over on the other side telling me that to ask you. There were some other things that were going to get handled. I feel like she was a little disorientated or something here. And some things were going on in your family that she wasn't really happy about.
My sister had anorexia when we were growing up, and now her body is kind of in the other direction. She's pretty, like, big instead of anorexic, and she still has the issues, and she's on medication. So my grandmother knows that my sister had a lot of difficulty, you know. She went through hell in her life, and you know, I've gone through my own, like many people in life have gone through their own difficulties and challenges and all that, and I've come through and I'm still working on them. So she might be referring to that, and it's an up and down life. Is that what she's referring to, or things like that?
Yeah. Like that, and I do feel with you. You're a good person. I do see the hurt there. It seems like there was something with a relationship, and it's like I feel that what I'm feeling from her is that she felt like there was times you were kind of alone. She's talking.
I felt for a long time when I was growing up. I felt very alone and painfully introverted and shy when I was a youngster and growing up and. You know, at times even now it's been hard for me to get out socially, but I think I'm making inroads in some ways. And I felt alone because there's still a lot was going on with me as a child, you know, and alienation, feeling of alienation in the family at times, just developmentally from my mother and father, and you know, I guess that's probably what she's picking up on, all that old stuff.
You're a good person, and I see that. And she is kind of also helping with it. And I love what you said. That's why they were talking at the beginning with the heart. And what's happened here is that it looks like that the angels and the guides are taking what I would call like a positive cheesecloth, the light filtering through. You have, like you said, other people. You've learned some really hard karmic lessons in this life that's been a little difficult for different times, but you've made the weather. You've gone through it. I also, and she's talking to me about the energy that she says that this, it seems like things have gotten a little better, and that she's showing me that, like you and her, like she used to kind of sit there with you, and you guys would go through. It looks like it's a scrapbook or something, because I keep seeing physical picture something. It's like there was objects here that she's like, that was something that she wants to kind of go through. It's like she loved her memories. They're telling me that she's still, even on the other side, she's a lot more in strength, and that she still kind of checks with that. So in my family, Native American, that when a person passes, they oftentimes become our guide or our spiritual person.
Right.
She's let me know with you that she does check in with you, that she is periodically checking. Also, and that's where I'm glad you said you feel good. I love what the angels are saying, because they said, Ren, you also are working on some of your own abilities. You're pretty sensitive yourself.
Yeah, well, I'm a foot reflexologist, massage therapist. I'm trying to integrate more energy work like Reiki and angelic energies, and I do artwork when I can. And I make greeting cards out of my artwork, and I do want to develop my intuitive abilities. I know I have them, but they kind of come and go. They're not, they're not very consistent. So I know meditation is a good thing for that. And I believe that ability comes from my mother's side, on my grandmother. That ability. I don't know if it comes from both my father's and mother's side, but I think it. It comes from my mother's side of the family, that intuitive ability. Do you think?
Very much. I agree very much. And the angels are telling me that you're also going through such an energy state that it was mostly on your mother's, but there was some of other healing ability and senses. And it's ironic, as you go through, people study their ancestry, you know, a lot of times you'll find out that different types of it, because we have five different types of psychics, and
right.
Or we say intuitive. I feel you also had a very sensitive foot. That's part of where some of your other creativity. This has become very common that we see this with a lot of family. I have family. My sister's the most phenomenal artist there, that I'm going to be selling some of her artwork here. And I have other friends that do music. I see with you, that's part of your other part of that right side. You know, when you do the psychology of it, the psychology, they're telling me that you also have been working with some angel work here. You have a very strong faith, and that's part of where your ability. I see you working with like meditations, a little bit of it. I do a lot of toning with my clients that work with angels, because you want to be clairaudient. You know, the excellent thing is the angels are easier to hear sometimes than other, because they're, you know, they're in a light realm and they're sending positive vibration. So, you know, you do that vibrational with you.
Yeah, I want to be able to like hear my angels more, and a lot of times when I ask the angelic energy to come through in the healing, I can feel a strong force, but it comes in like a little wave, and then I have to kind of ask it to come in again, because it's not like a continual thing. It just comes in when I ask it for the moment, and then it stops, and then I have to ask it again.
And I love that. And what the students I've had, I a lot of times will work on the individual. Ren, I have to run at psychicsgonewild.com. Get a hold of us. You've won. If you put down your number there privately, you'll never share it, but you've won a free organo cup of coffee. I'll send it to you in the mail. Make sure you use it with boiling water. It's a mushroom. It's a Chinese mushroom. It's really an excellent coffee. I know a lot of people are like, I don't like coffee. If you don't like coffee, write me that, and I'll send you some red tea from there. You can try it out.
Sure.
And see what
I go on psychicsgonewild.com, I guess. Is that it?
Yes, and put down, and right, you know, I've got your thing here. Just put down, this is Ren, my phone number. And I'll give me a snail mail. I've had people tease me, I'm psychic, but I have to have something to send it to.
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Jethro. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Blessings to you. And we're having a great time here. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. This is Jethro. And we're enjoying the fact that a lot of you have been asking me, where are we going? We're going to Canada. We're going to Australia. Our psychicsgonewild.com show is on Fridays. And what we do is we take the show and we broadcast it out. We've been doing a lot of subjects. This week, this Friday, is going to be Georgia Mirandas from Friday Nights, and she's going to be discussing regressions and karma work. So those of you who love past lives, tune in to the Spirit Radio Show, or you can get it on Ask One Radio. So it's kind of cool. We're there late at night at Toronto. So Canada, get ready. Psychics Gone Wild's coming to your neighborhood. Going to our next caller, this is Psychic Jethro, 505. How are you tonight? Hey, hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, how are you?
I'm doing good, thanks. How was your day?
Really good. Mercury retrograde. I've got my microphone. I'm holding on to the headpiece. It won't let me talk into my headset, but the other one on the other side isn't. Something's going on with my USB that it keeps giving me this little scary blinking light. So Mercury's retroing out again. How was your day?
I'm actually doing good. Just doing a lot of, got a lot of things done here at the house while the children are away. Good.
All right. Well, this is Jethro. And I can I get your first name so I can get permission to read you from the guide?
My name is Sajolina.
Very good. I get a lot happening with you. You've got a lot of activity in your house. They're showing me a lot of energies there. You've also you've made friends with what I call the little people. I've seen little lights there, and I'm seeing very little energies. You have very intense children. Your children are very older soul children.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Whoa, very strong, very positive. I like the angels. The guys are saying your house is very much a lot of energy running in and out of it.
That's good to know.
Yeah. So do you have a question for me, something you want me to look at? Or?
Yeah, the question that I have is, what do you see about my ex-husband is bringing me back again to court in regards of children's custody or child custody though. So I thought I was done, you know, and he just won't stop. He just finding things and all kinds of false allegations. What do you see? What do you sense about this? I mean, I try to be positive, you know, because I know I'm not doing anything wrong.
Yeah, you're not doing anything wrong. And I do feel this is, the guides are saying this is an attempt to him that he can't have you, so he's having a stress. So he's finding part of this, and it looks, you're right, he just won't stop, and they're showing me that he has got some other issues with this. This man is a little bit scary. There's some energy here that for a while he's been doing some energy with you. He's been putting out energy, trying to get himself in close to the relationship, and the angels are telling me that, you know, he can't seem to get any other things to happen for him other than what he wanted. And what he was after was, he was also continually telling everybody there that he was he's doing this to try to at you. It's like a child who wants bad attention, and the guys are showing me with him that you two went through such an odd energy that I do see this taking the other legal, you know, and he has really very little to stand on. Every time he keeps trying to do this, it just keeps causing more problems.
That is true. Yep, we just got done in February, and he's bringing me back again.
He's bringing you back, and he's being a goof. He's like, the guys are showing me that the other part is that, you know, this is trying to get this other energy, and he feels like this will keep the attention. They're also showing me that when you and him got together, he really, really resented with you and the energy. He felt that he had you right into this position, and I laugh. The guys are saying, No, having this. No, no. I love your angels. They're like, no, no, no. And they're very clear about it. And they're like, oh, no. And here he is telling this energy. I do think he's kind of the crazy Mad Hatter. They're showing me him like sitting there doing this little silly moment. And your guides are like, uh-uh, no, no. And he's still trying to get something else to happen. He feels this is going to get... By getting this other attention, he's made up some lies about you that he's trying to get other people to believe.
That is true, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. He needs to be grounded. You know, it's not the kids. This is the one who needs to be grounded way, way away from you. I think that this person's got some stalking potential with you. He's really, really gaga. He's very much my expression of love is gaga. He's, like, still going through this. So what he's turned it in is to hate. He's trying to get into a fight. He wants to take you to court. And then... he sits at nights and he's like this crazy Mad Hatter sitting around going, you know, and he's fretting. And the guys are joking because they're like, he used to be like this nervous and fretting when he was with you, and now he's a little neurotic. They show me like a piece of his hair. Like he's, it's like he's going a little bald or something because he's all stressed out.
Yeah, well, his girlfriend and him, they're very negative people. They both drink. And I know she's been influencing him. It's mostly her feeding him all the negativity, do this, do that. And I'm really hoping that she'll be out of the picture because, I mean, I felt really bad for my children. They're the ones that are really getting affected on this one.
Very much sad. They're very much going with the work of it. And it's like the guys are telling me that as he goes through the individual with this other stress, I do see you putting up some other, I would put up some other protections. I know that these are psychic, these are spiritual things. I have always done this, it's like I'm hearing it going into the other work of it too. And it's like the guys are also telling me that, you know, we need to do this. I've worked with individual parents and stuff with this and going through my own with it. You put up positive boundaries in your house. The guys are telling me that I would sit and do some psychic defense with him. I would do the energy of it. People go, you know, oh, send the love and the unconditional pink. That's great if you have someone who has common sense. But you're sending pink to this person who's alcoholic. You're sending to his other energies. He's sitting there.
Uh-huh.
He's feeding off the negative. I also think that it's really sad that he's with this woman, and here he is still stressing out with you, and she hasn't figured it out that it's not about the kids for him. There's something else really sad there, and it's like she looks like this little silly person. They show her like this little pack mule. She looks like, pardon the jackass, is what they're showing me. And they've got this stuff on the side, and she's like, mine with the kids. She looks like the scary guy off of Chitty Chitty Bang Bang that wanted the children, you know, to put them in jail. They're showing, oh my goodness. It's like, she's scaring me. And the guys are saying, no, she doesn't get to do this. They said that, you know, what they're going to do. I do see you getting through a little bit of this. I see you working through it. And this is the karma between you and him. Do some psychic defense because this is in a past life. And it's why the little people are there around your children, the little fairy, the pixie people we call them. They're there because they know that he isn't just alcoholic. He's really got some other issues. And it's because his parents and him had some other things happen. Really, some counseling would be in order for him. That's why your children are stressed, because they feel the same thing I'm picking up. He's not being honest to anyone, even himself.
Yes, he was actually ordered by the state of New Mexico to go to a counseling, anger management, and
see,
his information.
Right.
I don't even know if he's complying to that. I will bring that up to the court hearing next month.
I'm glad.
If he wanted to take his son away from me, my little son. He wanted a full custody, and I don't see that. How is that happening? You know, there's no way. I'm not doing anything wrong. He wanted to modify the child support. He wanted to get an exemption for tax, you know, to claim the child. I mean, it's not making any sense. I have the child 80% majority of the time every year. It's motive, money. Money motive is that's what really all about.
Yes, and it is, and I see this being odd. I see the other problems. I see him struggling out. I would suggest, and for me, what I'd like to have is like two pictures, a picture sometime with you. I do an email reading when, you know, you can afford it. I know with kids it's a little hard, but I want to make sure, because karmically we need to step in the past and untie you two. And that's why I apologize. That's rotten to say about his woman, but they're showing her like a jackass. So I have to assume that what the guys are saying is she's stubborn. She hasn't got it through her head that he's being dishonest. He brought her in to make you uptight. It hasn't worked on you. You're like, your guys are like, oh, no, he's cuckoo. Your guys are making me laugh because they keep showing me like, oh, no. And it's like they're basically saying that he's gotten to the point where he needs a timeout. And I do see, I see you going through it. I see them working with the counseling. I'm glad the court ordered it. He needs to not only do counseling, he needs to do some codependency issues with the alcohol and the other issues to get out of it. So that's what I see. I thank you for calling in, and please put in for our thing. We're giving away the deal, and if you you put in there your number, you also will get a cup of Organo black coffee. I'll send it to you. You know, I have to have your snail mail. Say I'm, you know, 505. Your rest your number. I won't ever share that, but I need a snail mail. I'll send you a cup of coffee. Take some hot water, boil it. Tell me what you think of this wonderful Ganderma mushroom coffee.
So do I just email my number? Is that what I need to do?
you go to psychicsgonewild.com and then give me your stuff to say. This is, you know, you can put your first name or you can put your telephone number, because I know your number, to show you were the winner. And then put down, give me your snail mail and say, I'd like, you know, I'm the winner, and I'll send you that coffee.
Okay. Well, thanks, Jethro. So you do see positive outcome for this court hearing, though, right? Nothing to worry about.
I don't feel you have to worry, and I feel that you're going to have to get intense, though. I feel you need to kind of put down your foot. You need to be seeing counseling. You're doing this because of issues. This is harming our children. You need to make sure the judge understands that. I've been before judges a lot with my advocacy work. A judge is not going to look lightly on his alcoholism. He's not going to look, or she, the judge is not going to look lightly on causing stress for the children. You are causing stress for the children because you're trying to come at me. You're using our kids as a pawn. They will come down on him. You need to be court-ordered to go see one. You're not seeing anybody. You need to get help. And that's what's going to happen. His legal rights is now infringing on you and the children because their welfare is at stake over his insanity. You know what I'm saying? So I do see you getting through it.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful evening.
You too. Happy July 4th. Blessings.
Uh-huh. Do the same. Thanks.
This is Psychic Jethro, and we're sitting here at the time of the hour. This is Thursday night. We have our wild Dina. She's out tonight. The phones are doing the wildest stuff. We've got quite a few of your callers, and the really excellent thing is it's the 4th of July. Happy birthday, America. So we're going to turn around, and I'm going to grab that little phone. We've had two winners of coffee. Now we're going to try and grab an email. We have a book to give away. It's Nicholas David Nen's book, Your Soul, Contract Decoded. And we're going to give this out to our winner here. We have Ann in Idaho. Ann in Idaho, you've won. You need to send me your stuff here. I've got your information down here, and I'm writing you. You're a friend on here on there. It's not on Skype, but it's on Facebook, so I'm writing you. You're the winner. So send us your snail mail there on psychicsgonewild.com, and you'll win the book. You don't send the snail mail, I can't send it to you, so you've got to do that. This is one of the energies. We did a little prayer a little earlier, and I'm glad I've got so many of you writing to me. You know, that was so horrible what happened there today in Oklahoma with that parade. When I read about it, I my first tears and reaction, those of you who know I've lost my own child, was I want to do a prayer. I am going to find something here with it. If any of you know of the town, someone was saying it's Edmonton, Oklahoma, please let me know. I'd like to send, you know, I'm trying to find the thing here. I know the family right now, you know, in grief. A little later on, I'd like to send them a card, something to let them know that there are people out here. This has got to be the hardest thing to do, you know, going into some other work, and it's like, here it is going, the Oklahoma, they're telling me that the poor little guy was, you know, worked and did basically martial arts. And so that's why he was on there. The guys are telling me that it's got to be the hardest thing for the people. It's like, I can feel that the energy is going to be working with all of us, too, to make sure that, you know, those people in Oklahoma that lost their son, that's just so sad. So we're going on. There's more callers here. We are limiting a little bit. I'll give you one question. I love all of you guys. Dina's having a party. She's up there in Maine. I think they said they're doing some great thing. We just had a person in Italy from Manchester was saying that it's pretty warm up there. We're really nice here in Florida. We've got beautiful rain, and I want all of you guys to come to the Body Mind Experience at the Sheraton here in Tampa, July 13th and 14th. We will be selling, I have magical boxes there. I'll be selling a mermaid box. I've got some phenomenal stuff there, and I'll be having Living in the Psychic Realm, the book there. We'll be signing it for all of you. Please, Body Mind Expo at the Sheraton here in Tampa, Florida. 561, how are you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Good. The phones let you in, then they pulled you back, then they grabbed you. Like, I think Mercury likes you.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello there.
Hello, can you hear us?
Yes, I can. How are you?
Really good. This is Jethro, and you are?
Hi, Jethro. This is Lisa from Florida.
Good, Lisa. Lisa, thank you for calling in. I'm having a good time. Are you close to Tampa where you can come over here to our Body Mind Expo?
No, I'm in South Florida. I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, you're the way over there in that territory. Yeah, I'm going to be trying to do a book. They're trying to get me to come over in Miami. I'll be trying to do the book at Barnes & Noble for Living in the Realm.
Really?
So, since there,
wow.
Yeah. You're beautiful. I've been down by the Keys, and I've been over close to there. I don't think I've been there. But so the question you've got, I feel like there's something happening here. You want to get real serious. Something's going on here with you.
Well, I just wanted to see what you see about a relationship coming up for me. Anything? I've been trying to go out more to be around people, and I want to see if you see anyone coming through.
Okay, I'm filling that out. I feel like there's something else going into the energy with you, Lisa, that it is going to happen, but it is. The guys are saying it's serious. We need to. The guys and me are saying this, and they're both telling me we and you and everything in energy needs to do a clearing there. We need to make sure in feng shui that the far right corner of the house, when you walk in your door, what is at the far right corner wall of your house, that corner, that bog?
To the right is the bedroom. That's the bedroom. That's my bedroom.
Far right, that's good. We need to have in the farthest corner of it, the farthest from the right from the door, we need to have some red there. They need to put some positive, even a little pink for you, because we're trying to bring in the love relationship. They're telling me that the situation is you have been trying. I feel there is a relationship coming. I feel a little bit of oddness here, Lisa. You've been working with yourself. You know, you are a really good person, and you got into an odd relationship, or something happened here where now that you're looking to try a relationship, your guides and you are need to talk. They keep saying that. They said you need to go into where you sit down with them and you work on it. And, you know, they go some, you know, it's like I feel that too. It's like they said they're going, something else is going to happen for you that's going to have to change some energy for you. And that is that we've got to get that. We've got to get something in that room to do the energy. And they keep telling me in a couple of months we're going to have a relationship for you. But it's what's stopping it is you're ready for the relationship. But what's the energy that's stopping is there's some other energy going on for you that's not holding really true to itself. There's something here a little bit. I'm going to work. Would you mind, Lisa, with me doing a little bit of a metaphysical exercise here a little bit?
No, sure.
Good. You're a very good person. I want you to close your eyes and relax for a minute here. And I want you to visualize that you're seeing around the sun very positive light energy. It's a very nice day. I want you to breathe in through your nose. Feel that light, warm energy coming in from the sun. Breathe it in real good. Fill your lungs with that energy. And then out with your mouth. Breathe it out. Feel that energy come in. Feel it relax. Breathe in. Hold it. Out. Now we're going to look down into the yellow chakra. It's right above your belly button there. It's about 3 inches above. It's a yellow chakra. Chakra is an energy that moves, a vortex energy that moves within your body, a point. I want you to breathe in the light. Feel the light coming in through your nose. Breathe into that yellow right there. Feel that energy. Can you feel it? Very good. Whoa, Lisa, very good. And I want you to go feel the light come in there. See that negative that's right there? See that dark energy that's right there that's moving around? There's some energy in there that's not real pleasant. I want you to put light around it. Feel me? I'm helping you. We're putting light around it. I want you to feel light. And anything that isn't, I want you to out like a match, blow it out. This is from a past relationship. You got with somebody or something in a relationship that didn't understand you, and so you're a little nervous with relationship. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the last relationship I had, he just threw me over the edge.
He's a goofball. So what we're going to do is we're going to bring the light in. I want you to feel the light come in. Feel the light come in. Feel that yellow. Heal it. Harmonize it. Balance it. Working here with the crystal key and the light working. I'm a crystal key 1. I've learned from Janine. I'm also a Reiki 2. Working with the energy, we're putting light into this from this energy, and in this energy we shall do when we go, and then once we cleanse, it shall come out thence. And hence it out. Feel it again, a little bit of energy, and I want you to breathe in the light. There we go. Very pretty. I want you to visualize that light in there. I want you to feel that, and I'm going to have you do the little bit of an affirmation. You should always do this after a relationship, Lisa. All of us are learning this. You put the energy in, you feel it, and you go, I love myself. I like myself. I am happy being myself. So we're going, I like myself. I love myself. I'm happy being myself. Very good. Whoa, feel the difference. Feel the positive, feel the energy. That's what was hooked in there. That sucker, you know, he got hooked into you, and then he's holding the energy, so your energy wasn't ready. You were ready, but your guides were trying to get you healed before they put you in battle again. And I laugh. I've had angels tell me that to have a relationship is a battle. It's like, now, guides, what are you sending me in for? And it's like, the cool thing is, now that I see the other energy, and Lisa, this is what they were saying about the work. I really want to, if you get a chance to get with one of us, I know you're a distance from me, I do it through the computer, or help someone, get in and do some balancing, and do some, they're showing me also for these other chakras, you're really going to, you've got some stuff you want to do. You're like, they told me to write a list of 5 things for you. I want to have this amount of money, I want to have, and then break it down and do some manifesting. I see you've got a very beautiful light violet energy around you. There's some people there. Like, are you living at? I feel like the place you're living at. They love you, and they're yes, and they're very negative. And this is where I would have you do this energy, and then we'd put up a little bit of energy, because that's what also is keeping us from there. We need to put the bubble, put you in an energy, put the energy so then you can have the relationship, and then I see you having a relationship. You're a very nice person, and I feel that that's what's gotten in the way of this other things going, is that these people are so negative, they're pulling from you.
Yeah, they are.
Man. The angels are telling me that they were going to... Yes. I'm sorry?
What did you say? The angels what?
The angels are telling me that you have a very sensitive totem, and that it's very sensitive, and you're a very sensitive person, and you pick this stuff up, and sometimes they make you physically sick because they're just negative. They're like, nothing's good. Everything's, you know, that's what I keep hearing.
Yeah, they're very negative. It depletes my energy. I try and stay out of here as much as I can. I just sleep here and take a shower.
I don't blame you, you know. And I feel this energy. They said the relationship here, we're going to do that. Do this exercise I showed you with the light. Breathe it in. Try to hold it for a count of 7. Like, I go 1, 2, 3, and I visualize light in from the sun with the 7th to my yellow. Hold it with my lungs. 1, 2, 3, 4, you know, that about that pace. And then out 7. You'll go back to your natural breathing, and all of us have a different pulse of breathing, but the actual real positive of the 7 brings us in. It's a very good positive, not only hyper way to bring in the light energy, but it really does good for the yellow tummy, and it works real good with the relationship. Then I want you to visualize and see the man you want. I mean, do you want a tall man? Do you want a shorter man?
No, tall.
Tall? What color of hair are you looking at?
What kind of what?
Do you want him to be blonde, brunette, redhead, maybe sandy
no,
brown?
I like dark.
Dark
no,
hair,
I like dark
hair?
Dark hair, soft hair, yeah.
Okay, there's where the angels are looking at that, and start working with those angels and sit down with them. And I write out an angel letter. My love that I have that was the most grateful love in my life came to me by me writing an angel letter. I do this in metaphysical class. I sat down and wrote, dear, and always write it to Uriel. U-R-I-E-L. Uriel is the strongest archangel. Uriel is the one who works with the Cosmic records, who works with the knowledge, who works with the strengths. You talk with Uriel, and you put the energy there, and you write it out, and you write, dear Uriel, I would like, and you said, a tall man, dark haired. Do you want one with a sense of humor, or do you want one that's quiet and really mystique? You know?
No, I want someone who's going to make me go old and laugh.
I love it. Write it down. Remember now, don't put down just loyal, because you put down dark-haired loyal, you could get a Cocker Spaniel. I had a lady in Colorado. I want a dark-haired loyal lover who will look me in the eyes every night. Her Cocker Spaniel looks her in the eyes every night. He is dark-haired, and he is loyal. The problem is she never put any of the human traits in hers. So you really want to be specific. You can even write it down. I had everyone write it down. I like the name Ryan. She put down the name Ryan. I like the fact that I want someone that will walk with me at nights. I want somebody who's going to eat the same kind of foods. I mean, I'm an eater, so I'd be, you know, anybody's going to fit that can eat like I do. But you put them down. Mm-hmm. And then I want you to take this angel work. I want you to go out, and after you fold it, you have to fold it 7 times towards you. And I want you to do this, and then I want you to take it out somewhere where it's going to be safe. You know, put it in your barbecue or someplace, and you send it to the angels. You light it, and you send it to them where it's going to be safe. And you'll feel the energy. It feels so good, and you write it. I've had people put hearts and loves and kisses on it and angels, you know, wings on it. you put it in there, and then you wait a couple days, and you, when you go to bed every night, you say, I know like I know, and you just tell the angels, you're bringing me my love. You'll either have a dream, which is another way of being psychic and the gift, or you'll feel the energy. I've had him, like, one of my best clients that I had in Arizona, felt the energy. She went down two blocks from where she normally went to work every day. Here was this man mowing his lawn, and she's like, he looks like him. And her car, mm-hmm. I kid you not, stopped dead on a dime. Wow. Nothing was wrong with her car. She got out. She's like, you know, she didn't know what to do with her car. The good thing was she'd also asked for in her angel card to have a very compassionate, positive individual. He asked her, could he help her? Was something wrong with her car? The conversation started. I can proudly say they've been married over 2.5 years. I have their paper that, you know, with it. I didn't get to make the wedding. I was here in Florida. But what's really cool is those kind of things. That's what happens. That's how we get the love. If you're willing to do the exercise, please let me know, Lisa. Get a hold of me. Mm-hmm. You know, I do the, and maybe we'll, sometime when you can, get with me and we'll do a class. I'll do an angel class with you, help raise the rest of the angels up. But, you know, please give it a try and let me know what you think.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And we're on here. We're doing a little bit of both. I apologize here. I'm having a little bit of a static. We're going to take just a minute. I'm going to have you guys listen to about 3 minutes of our wonderful friend Jen Christy Drinkle. And she's our friend from Healing Fountain. It's her song, Twin Soul. And it'll give me just a second. We'll be, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere, you guys. There's a lot on the phone, but Psyche Jethro has run out of steam. So give me just a minute.
When I'm down. There's only a
Excellent song. Love that song, Jim. You rock. But you guys listen in, because this Monday on the Healing Fountain, they had a phenomenal guest star. We had Casey Kelly over there from Psychics Gone Wild. Yeah. Wah rockin'. And you know what? She did very well. We had a lot of friends calling. Those of you calling in tonight, we are at the last 9 minutes of the show, you guys. We did an hour tonight. Dina took off. It was 4th of July. Jethro's here. I'm trying to catch a few of you to give you guys what we do. Thank you, guys. Please show your support by going on psychicsgonewild.com and say, hey, I like it. I don't like it. Hit on the right side and follow the show. We are trying to work with it. We've been promoting. There's all of the psychics there. Go on that psychicsgonewild.com and see what you think of all of us. I had a very funny email today that was wrote to me from McCangle, and they wrote to me and asked me, why did I have to always joke about everything? Could I not be serious? This is a very serious career, and this career was meant to be serious. So I write back to you, and I apologize if I said your name wrong. I'm still learning Indian names. I'm very much, you know, in respect to you. I always joke, and I have to joke. And I was taught in this to be very disciplined. And those of you who know that my first book have read it, and the second book, both teachers, both of my really, really strong out of the three teachers were very, very disciplined. But they both laugh, were very fun. One of the things that you guys will get a chance to do is, I have a lot of jokes and stuff. We're putting a lot of bloopers together. Those of you who want to get a chance, I'm going to do a little blooper. One of my funnies is when I asked the person that was asked, how are they living now? And were they living there? Well, no, if they're deceased, how are they living? I thought it was hysterical. The ghosts did not mind. They stopped throwing things, and we had, you know, some other things. But a few other videotapes here where I've been doing some other work with that. I apologize. The phones are going a little cuckoo, so's the sets, but it's Mercury retrograde. So those little bloopers, those little things that are going on, that's how I am. So Mahitza, I do let you know that, you know, that's the fun part of this. If I'm the psychic for you, get a hold of me, Psychic Jethro. I'm the one that goes it. I have people from 1995 to 92 that I've been reading for and their kids. I'm going to be reading for a long time. I love doing this. Get a hold of one of our other psychics. You want to get a really accurate, intense reading, grab Angela Bixby. You get a hold of her on Fridays, you know you're going to have a reading. Angela is a strong Virgo, very intense, very gifted, very intense. I'm a silly Scorpio with a Gemini rising. I've got to laugh. It's just in me. I have to do it. I do do this for a living. I do this with students. I do this with friends. I love doing this in a spiritual way. It's what I'm supposed to do. I had another email here today. Why is Psychics Gone Wild so concerned about other individuals and not their own? I have no idea what you're talking about. We're only concerned with helping people. So if you call 773-897-6461, you'll get help. If you call and you get another, we do it. One thing I do want to encourage, and I will promote with all of you, we have people come through and out and ever. One of the things is we have the best that I can get and the guides can bring us here at any time, once a day, to give you readings. We are working on it. You guys have asked for it. We're going to see if we can get back on Sundays. I'm going to call tomorrow, start working on that. It is a holiday, but I've had a lot of emails asking that. I love the fact that you guys get it. It's always different. Yes, we are changing from the Psychics Gone Wild that are just question. We are now doing this talk, and the reason is we can get to a lot more people and we can get this done. We also love with you guys, and we want you to go ahead and make that contact. Get not only a reading, but get with one of us. See what you've got. I had someone tell me that they'd listened to us for 4 months, and they still didn't understand what I was going through and what I was talking about. I'm talking about spirituality. It's real simple. Grab a hold of someone's hand. Talk to them in positive light. Do it every day. I don't care who it is. Do it. You're going to find out one thing about me. I am a fast talker. I'm a very silly person. But I'm also very, very intense when it comes to this path. I have chose this path. I've been with it. And I love to help. But it takes one of you guys to help get a hold of us. I had a woman ask me yesterday, psychicsgonewild.com. And that's what you keep saying. I go, you know what, and we're number two show on Supernatural UFO. We are doing it, and the reason we're doing it is because we're out here helping you. So remember that the next time you call in. I've got time for a little quick one here, and I always love to do this. Let's go right down. I know there's 15 of you called in. I love you. get a hold of us. We'll be on tomorrow night. We'll be Georgia and Angela Bixby and our new Marcy. So those three will be on. It looks like a little more than an hour. So definitely call in for the readings. Or if you can't wait, get a hold of one of us on this site and we'll do a reading. I'm reading later on this evening here. 570, how are you?
I'm good, and thank you for taking my call, Jethro. I'm also a Scorpio and not quiet, so I know what you're saying.
Rock on. We rock on. I got the right one. All right. Yes, you're going to be our last one of the night.
My question is, I have my house up for sale. I'm putting it up again, and I'm looking to buy another home with a guy that I'm going to move in with, and my progress is not going as fast as I thought it would. What could you pick up for me?
I pick up there's other energies that are causing us other interference. And I'm going to have you say your first name because you got very strong guides.
Terry.
Terry, I love what the angels are saying with you. They said that it is going to happen. We're going to get the house to go through. But you've got an argument with your guides on this is why they're holding on to the house, and the house needs to go. But have you said your goodbyes to all the elements there? Because I feel them. The property itself, there's this. It's on ground that loves you. It's like the house should have sold. Everything should. But you've got other things on the other side and other energies that are trying to hold you there.
My husband passed 2 years ago, but today I opened the front door and the back door, and I let the angels in, and I burned the sage, and I asked them to sell the house for me. And I had just talked to my son before I talked to you, and he said to me, "You really want to sell that house?" I said, "I really have to go."
You do, and I feel them letting it go, and that's who's saying that. That's what they're telling me. And you see that? That's why they're on the other side doing this. And this man loves you. This man's going to be with you. He's kind of outside there going around with the husband. And I'm sorry, I'm going to get really emotional. Sometimes I can't help it on the other side, but he's telling me that he's It is understandable, and it is time for this to happen, and it's like you're shedding all of the other stuff too. It looks like this is really good. It also is really sad. You've been under some real stress, Terry. This is sad financially. I'm appalled at some of the things that kind of hit you. This is like, oh my God, very much, and that's what's happening. That's why, and I'm feeling the hurt and the emotions, and it's like you two are going to be able to work on and go through this. You've also had a really hard thing. Scorpios, we don't do this nicely. You know, if you ever heard the song on there, we don't do anything, we do it good, but we do it rough. That's exactly how Scorpios, it's probably our theme song, even though it's a Taurus singer. But it's like we do it rough, and that's what they're saying. They said you're going through this transition, and they're going to bring it all the way down with the Phoenix to bring it back from the bottom. It is the house is finally going to do the thing to sell, and I do see it happening. They're telling me here that it also looks like I know some people that have done different things with different saints to work with it. I'm Baptist, but I know there's some different ones that you can work with and that you do the prayer with it. They say it always works. I feel that that's you've done all this angel work in. The angels are working with you. They said it's going to happen. They're also telling me that it looks like there's something really ironic about. Okay, it's like your husband and you, and he's also helping to make sure that it's like it does go to another point for you too, because you have to have this. It's just too much. It's
right.
Like you have to have
You're
the
right.
house, and that's what I feel. And they said it's going to happen here, and I'm praying on. They're not giving me exact dates. I apologize, Terry, but they're gonna throw me out the door in 90 seconds. I love you, Blog Talk. Just like. You know,
well, I feel it is too. It's going in that direction. I started to pack before when I put the house up. I did it 6 months ago. Now I have starting to pack. I just go through everything every day. So I guess it's finally pushing me out where I didn't do that before. But I really want to go. I really want to be with this man. And I've just changed my whole life. Just like you said, I eliminated a lot of the negative in my life after my husband passed, friends and family.
I'm glad you did. You needed to, and that's what they said what you went through. I'm appalled. I got to run, Terry. Blessings to you. I know it's soon to go. I'll put out another prayer for you.
I'm going to go on your site, and I'm going to get in touch with you.
I could feel it, Terry. Thank you very much. You've made my night. You're a good person, and I'm just appalled at the ones who were treating you odd. They need to be grounded, but you did a better thing. You let them go off on their own. You're like, okay.
Yes, I let them go off on their own, and I said goodbye with love.
I love you, Terry. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, and I will get in touch with you. Thank you. Good night.
Good night. We are here going to the last 12 seconds. This is Psyche's Gone Wild. I want to thank each and every one of you. I've enjoyed it. I hope you did. We always have fun. Tune in because we've got a wild group here and it's going to get wilder. Good night and happy July 4th.